If you looked at the scoreboard last night at the Baltimore Orioles ballpark, Camden Yards, you might have thought your eyes were playing tricks on you, but that was the score. Texas 30, Baltimore 3. 30 runs, the most scored in the majors since 1897.
And it's gone! A three-run home run for Vasquez. Texas has put 30 runs on the board. 30 runs.
That was Orioles announcer Jim Hunter during last night's broadcast on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. And Jim Hunter joins us now from Camden Yards. Jim Hunter, the scene of the crime.
Yes, that's what's great about baseball. Regardless of what happens yesterday or the day before that, you show up eager and ready to go and look to turn the page and hope today will be a better day.
Well, let's figure this out. The Texas Rangers were down 3-0 in the third inning, and then everything turned around phenomenally. What happened?
Well, it was just one of those fluky things in baseball. Everything the team put in play seemed to either find a hole or end up in the seats. It was just one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. If you look at your scorecard, Texas had 9 at-bats as the visiting team. They scored 30 runs in only 4 of those 9 at-bats. They had 5 innings in which they didn't score a run. They not only scored the most runs ever in a major league game, in particular in the modern era, they batted around 3 different times, which is a rare occurrence anyway. You're at a game, you're watching it unfold before your eyes, and quite frankly, not really believing what you're seeing as it happened.
I've read that the fan reaction from Orioles fans at Camden Yards last night was interesting. They were applauding, you know, sarcastically because it had turned into such a farce at some point.
Obviously, when you're a fan and you buy a ticket and you're here at the ballpark, you do hear the rounds of sarcasm, the sarcastic applause when finally after 5 or 6 base hits in the inning, they had 1 inning yesterday where they got 10 base hits. They had another inning where they scored 10 runs.
Yeah.
And you can hear the sarcastic applause where the Oriole pitcher did get it out. But I think that was just the fans trying to play along with their sheer awe of what they were watching.
Isn't there an unwritten rule in the majors that if your team is ahead by an obscene amount, you wouldn't, for example, steal second?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely sportsmanship. And I do have to say that the Rangers within that route yesterday actually were very sportsmanlike. I did see on base hits, they had several base hits with the bases loaded, the Texas third base coach holding a runner who might have scored from second base in a close game. He held him at third and made the next guy get a hit to drive him in. You know, so they definitely, as best as they could, approached that game with tremendous sportsmanship. And it was really the home runs that did the majority of the damage. In a major league game, it's up to the Orioles to get the other team out. And, you know, tonight they're playing Minnesota, and it's up to Minnesota to get the Orioles out.
When you were sitting there last night in the announce booth with Jim Palmer, and you realized what was going on when you were getting up to those huge numbers, what did you say during the breaks? What did you say to each other?
You know, we really didn't talk much about what we were seeing until after that 8th inning, when they scored the 10 runs in the 1 inning. The one thing about broadcasting and why I love it so much, I mean, obviously we follow the Orioles day in and day out, so you're always looking at things from the Orioles side saying, okay, well, you know, hey, wouldn't it be nice to see the Orioles bat around once? I mean, you know, you think about things like that and you're looking for the next at bat.
Well, Jim Hunter, hope the game tonight is as interesting for you.
Well, you know what? Less interesting wouldn't be bad either. You know, I hope the next time you call me, it's about, hey, the team's in first place. And remember last year when you told me they were coming around? Hey, look, they did come around, because it's kind of interesting to get a lot of attention because your team got slaughtered.
Well, Jim Hunter, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Baltimore Orioles announcer Jim Hunter speaking with us from his booth at Camden Yards. After the game last night, the Orioles manager Dave Tremblay said, "You have to have a real short memory, and you let it go."